Hello everybody and welcome to Mindless Fall. Happy 2024. I hope everybody is keeping well. This first episode in a little while. I did get a few messages asking me to record one for Christmas, before Christmas, around that time. And it just didn't happen. And I've always been very clear that when it feels aligned, when it feels right, we do it. We trust the call, we trust the little nudges. So here we are. And I suppose this is just a little check-in. As always, I seem to share my own life journey, my experience, and someone may resonate with it and someone may not, and that's a-okay. But I feel like my big lessons for 2023 was letting expectations go and, yeah, letting life flow. And I know I have shared this before, but back in, I think it was June, when I read that Michael Singer book, Surrender, The Surrender Experiment, I'm telling you, that did something. Like, my life completely changed. And 2023, I entered 2023, I was seeing someone. I very much so thought, Jesus, this might be going somewhere. You know, we were on about maybe going traveling together, going to Australia. And in the end of 2023, I was out with a fabulous group of girls and we went to a singles and mingles event night in Westport, and it was just gas. It was so funny. So, like, you know, I learned in the middle of the year, especially around June time, July, when I suppose things didn't go the way I had expected. I had this plan in my head and it was like, right, it's going to look like this, we're going to do this, even though it was never properly said. And life showed me very quickly, Kira, come here, like, we've got a bigger plan, you know. And yeah, I looked back then on the year, and when you're going through it, or, you know, maybe them few months, you know, in the summer, I remember being like, oh my goodness, what is going on? I had moved back home. Australia was still a thought, but I shared how I went to a medium and I kept getting guidance, no, you can't go to Australia, you can't go. But then there was like a part of me, I suppose part of my ego, that was like, I'm just getting out of here. I'm just going. David said, when I went to a lady I very much so trust, who delivers messages from spirit, David was like, you're running away. So anyway, I didn't run away. I've learned that resilience is one of my biggest skills in life, and I'm very lucky to be very resilient, and I'm very lucky to have such a good connection to David in spirit and to my higher self, and to be able to feel all the feelings. So I got the help and support I needed, and I kept asking. I would be like, right, David, come on, like, what are we doing here, like, because again, my plan, moving to Australia, you know, in a relationship, everything was like, shoo, gone. So first of all, he helped me, and I know I say David and I say my higher self, but also myself, like, you know, we can connect to something bigger than us, but they are not, you know, they're not here, like, in us. Like, we have to take the divine action. We can get all the messages in the whole entire universe, but if we're not taking action, nothing can come from that. So I was like, right, I'm gonna find somewhere to live. And then my friend knew someone, and I found somewhere, and I was like, oh my goodness, and the ball started rolling. And then at the time, I suppose I was very much so working for myself, and when I sat into it, I think I had started Kira on Wellness, and I love helping people. I think that's very clear to see. You know, I do things, and I can, you know, I created a podcast, I've written a book, I love talking, sharing my journey, my experience, to show others that you can go through anything in this lifetime, but you can be so resilient, you can grow through things. Like I'm a 20,000 times better person than I was, because I have chosen to grow through this. But when I actually sat back into it, I was like, I'm not a businesswoman. And I think a lot of people who are in this wellness world will probably resonate with this. And I was, you know, I was doing workshops, I was doing some one-to-ones, I had my hand in lots of pots. But yeah, the pots weren't stable, let's just say. And I think there was a little part within me, a little inner child, who was just screaming out for some security. And then going back to, I suppose, that plan I had, you know, being in a relationship, you know, moving to Australia, everything was gone. So the little person in me was like, oh my goodness, we don't feel secure. We need you. We need. So it became very clear. It's like, I need to get a job. Like I need the security to know, you know, when you work for yourself, like it's very hard, you know, that business mindset, I didn't have it. I may have it hopefully in a few years, because I do know this is part of my life path here. So I said, right, let's get a job. So we found somewhere to live, and I was very clear. I was like, that's not me giving up on, you know, what I have agreed to do here. But when I sat back, I was like, geez, in the depths of grief, I pulled myself out of it. I've written a book, I started a podcast, I started workshops, I started Reiki, I did it, and it was all nearly on, like someone had pressed a volume button on me and turned me up, and I was like, and then I realized, oh, I gotta turn the volume down here, gotta turn the volume down a bit. So again, the more safe and more secure I can feel in myself, you know, the more I can be of service and I can help others. So I started applying for jobs, and I did get a job, and I started in it for a little while, and I did like it, but I it wasn't something that I knew I wanted to stay in going forward. And I kept doing my visualizing and my manifesting, and, you know, because again, this is my life, like I live my life by this. And I have started working this year in a lovely job, and I get to do, you know, the mindfulness, the self-regulation, the stuff I was doing in Kira on Wellness, but I get to do it with kids, and I love kids. Like I have done, I suppose my background is social care, and I worked with teenagers for years, and I used to always be like, I want to work with younger kids. And I've said so many times on this, you know, if we can teach our kids when they're really young about mindfulness, about slowing down, about how amazing they are, giving them the affirmations, the mirror work, all of that, like, and helping them be resilient. So I suppose I'm sharing this because, again, that would not have been my plan. If back in January, if 2023, if someone says, oh, you'll be back working, I would be like, nah, seriously, no, you know. But I was willing to ask for help, and I was willing to follow the call, follow the cues. And I remember, like, my ego being like completely battered, being like, oh my God, are you taking a big step backwards? And I sat into it, and I was like, right, I was like, you know, my hand's in lots of pots here, and the pots, I need to pull it back for me, and I need to really do what's right for me. And I've always said I want to write a second book. Like I know it's there. I know I'll tell you all about that another time, but I have been given very clear guidance, very clear message about what this book will be about. And I have started it, but I suppose I got a really big lesson in creativity. Like I'm so creative. Like you can't put me in a box because I can think myself out of it. But I was realizing that my creativity wasn't, I wasn't, it wasn't there. And then I realized, I was like, oh, well, I'm trying to run a business. I'm trying to support myself. I'm trying to feel safe. I'm trying to make sure I have enough income coming in for all the things I like to do. And just writing, there was no room for that. And when I started working, I was like, okay, I have the security now. I know that I have an income coming in. So that little version of me is like, okay, we feel secure. And then my creativity is like, okay, geez, I feel safe. Now I can come out. Now I can, So yeah, I feel really, really good. I actually feel the most grounded version of myself in that I have in the last few years. And I suppose it's become very clear to me that I know a lot of people listen to this, and I know lots of people have listened to this and they've gone off and they've done Reiki courses and they've done mindfulness courses and they've done all the things. And that's amazing. It's so amazing. But one thing is very clear to me. Some of the most spiritual people are, they are within the community. You don't have to be doing Reiki circles. You don't have to be holding retreats. You don't have to be doing, they don't make you spiritual. What makes you a good person, a kind person, a spiritual person is how you treat someone in Aldi, how you treat everyone. Because we've all agreed to come here. We're all here walking each other home. And I know the world is a crazy place, like things that are going on in this world right now, and it's absolutely terrifying, to be honest. And I know a lot of people listening to this are, empaths and the feelers of the world, and sometimes I think about it and I'm like, oh my goodness, like seriously, like how is this going on? How is there so much injustice? But that's why we're needed here. We are needed here. Our light, our love, our kindness, our voice, our truth, our passion. We are so, 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 so needed here. And only you know what you need. And I suppose that's where I'm coming with this. Because I suppose maybe, there was, anyone who's read my book, and I very much so thought I'm Ciarán. I suppose I had an identity with Ciarán Wellness. I am Ciarán, I do wellness, I do this, I do that, I do whatever. And last year that was very much stripped away from me, and I was like, I'm Ciarán, I'm just Ciarán. And the things that I can do to make me feel safe, to make me feel good, that will trickle down to everybody I meet. And kindness will change the whole world. And I don't know about you, but like wherever I am, if you can like spread a bit of magic to someone or tell them their top is nice or say something kind, like it's so, 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 so needed right now. And yeah, I suppose that's my lesson, and that's my gift to share is just be yourself, and be yourself everywhere you go, be open. The world is definitely a magical place. I shared about the singles event we went to in 20 on New Year's Eve. And I was with a lovely group of ladies that I actually only really met this year, and I actually was like, if all these people around me are a reflection of me and where I'm at in my life, I'm like, oh, geez, I feel really, really, really lucky. It was so funny, we'd all feel crack because we were all in our 30s, like 33, 34, and we ended up going and it was a lot of older men, and it was just so funny, like my cheeks were so sore and I was like, oh, like it was just so good, like, and you know, didn't meet anyone, but I knew David Gavin was like looking down laughing because I was, Dave, seriously, what are you doing, come on, throw me a bone here. But I was like, you know, that's what life is about, having fun, enjoying it, and being open. And I was even thinking, I was like, Jesus, a version of me 2 years ago would have absolutely cringed at going to a singles mingles event. I would have cringed. And I suppose this year I feel like I'm like, right, David, let's have a bit of fun. Let's, you know, I've been very clear, like I would like to meet someone. I've always wanted to be a mom. And I suppose when we can be clear on what we want, and what we deserve, and I suppose, you know, losing your partner to and going through grief, you know, I suppose it was never a situation I kind of thought I'd be back in, kind of dating and meeting people, and you know, and I suppose it was only really, you know, the last year that I have been so open, really, because it is terrifying. And you can do all the mindfulness in the world, but it's relationships, and especially meeting partners and seeing people, like they trigger all kinds of everything. I was actually saying to one of the girls, and she's lovely, like she's into all of this as well, I was like, do you want to come on the podcast and we'll talk about like dating in your 30s, because like it is a whole other thing. And I think it's important to talk about, because I know there's a lot of women who listen to this as well, who are probably there in that stage, and it's nearly like you're not here, you're not there, so you're kind of like, where are you? And yeah, there's a few times over Christmas I was like, I really miss David, and I was like, oh my god, David, please, like, help me, like, you know. Because you are, it's funny, like, and even though we did have lots of fun, and you know, I just think it's an important stage to talk about, and you know, that it's okay to feel all the feelings, you know, and be open. And I suppose I believe that someone is supposed to cross your path, they will. But I did get a big lesson in here, they're not going to come like to your door and like just like be like, hey, I've been waiting for you. Like, you have to take the action bit. And that was the bit where, you know, even the manifesting and whatever, especially with regards meeting someone, like I'd be visualizing this perfect partner and amazing, but then I'd be like, wouldn't go on, like I wouldn't put myself out there, because I suppose I was kind of fearful, to be honest. So yeah, I'm not sure how we've gone down this rabbit hole, but my lessons from this year, expectations, throw them out the window, because they only mess up your whole plans. Be open, be willing, let life surprise you. Life surprised me last year, and I feel the most grounded, the most content I felt in a long time. And yeah, I don't know what this year looks like. I don't know what this year looks like. I don't need to know. I love the podcast. The podcast is my baby. As always, it will probably be as sporadic as ever, because I actually think that's just a bit of me, to be honest. But I do hope on getting people on. So yeah, look after yourself, take your big deep breaths, life is now, and if you need help or you need support, don't ever be afraid to reach out. And if anyone is new to listen to this, I am taking a break from doing one-to-one work, from doing group works. The best way for me to help you or to offer you any guidance, read my book. Read my book. My book is amazing, and I think I haven't realised how much it has helped people and how special it is. I think I wrote the book and I was on, I don't know what kind of energy I was on, but I went straight from the book to doing workshops, doing whatever. And looking back, I wouldn't change it because I know it was how it was supposed to be, but I think the book was enough. And but there was a part of me that was near like, oh, I need to do more, I need to do this, I need to, do you know? And it was like, Kira, you've written a book, there's so much guidance there, there's so much in that book. I didn't really stand back and kind of go, phew. I kind of went, I'll do this, what's the next thing? And now I'm at a stage where I'm like, okay, I've done enough now for a while. Just pull yourself back on. And I am aware I could say that, and then in like a few months I'm like, oh my God. But for now, you know, we're very much in winter. It's a time to slow down, a time to be still, a time to pause, a time to reflect. And it's snowing here in Mayo, and it's magic. Like, you know, we're alive. Life is well. And yeah, sending love wherever you are. And thank you for listening.